Democrats to push Joe Biden's amnesty chief through the Senate. By Neil Monroe on January 28, 2021. Democrats are using their one-vote control to carry Joe Biden's amnesty chief through the Senate, despite near-unanimous GOP opposition. The process will likely require floor votes on Thursday and Monday, because GOP senators have blocked an informal fast-track confirmation process. No Democratic senators are expected to oppose nominee Alejandro Mayorkas, whose pro-migration, pro-Wall Street policies tend to push Americans to the sidelines, lower wages, and reduce technology investment, but also to boost Democrats' vote totals. "This is nothing but putting the swamp back," said a Hill source. "Mayorkas is example number one of the swamp. He's going to make sure rich donors get what they want from government. He's going to help Democrats push amnesty through. And if they can't do it by legislation, he'll do it administratively." Mayorkas has already gotten through the GOP majority at the Homeland Security Committee because Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, and Rob Portman, RO, joined with Democrats to deliver a 7-4 vote approving Mayorkas. Breitbart News reported January 26. The two GOP senators changed the result to a 7-4 committee approval for Alejandro Mayorkas, putting him on a path to a narrow confirmation in the Senate. Once confirmed, he can use his extensive experience to write regulations that will implement many of Biden's amnesty and cheap labor policies, regardless of what the voters or Congress prefer. The Democrats won a majority in the Senate after GOP leaders and candidates lost two seats in Georgia on January 5. Mayorkas is expected to use regulatory change to put many illegal immigrants on a fast track to green cards and citizenship. "Romney justified his vote for Mayorkas. He acknowledged to me that, he recognized that, his EB-5 intervention was an error, that it created a concern within his organization and he lost credibility as a result of that. People who identify errors, recognize them, and are willing to take a different course in the future, are people who I generally will support." Portman, who announced January 25 he will not run for re-election in 2022, explained his vote for Mayorkas. "This is a tough one. We do need to have someone in place and accountable. In prior years, I found him to be someone that did listen to both sides. And in terms of policy orientation, I found him to be, as compared to other officials in the Obama administration, more toward the middle, so he's going to be confirmed. The question is how quickly does he get in place? And do some of us say, okay, we're going to vote for you but we're also going to be watching?" Both Romney and Portman suggested they might vote against Mayorkas's confirmation in the floor vote. If they vote against Mayorkas, their votes will likely not matter because the Democrats can get 51 votes to win his confirmation. Mayorkas's progress has been slowed by the GOP's exposure of several scandals during Mayorkas's prior term in office. However, GOP legislators have shied away from criticizing the economic impact of Mayorkas's cheap labor policies. The support from Democratic legislators for Mayorkas likely reflects a calculation that media reports will minimize coverage of the harm to Americans caused by Mayorkas's cheap labor policies. In 2022, 20 Republicans and 14 Democrats will be up for election, including Senator Mark Kelly in Arizona, Senator Michael Bennett in Colorado, Senator Raphael Warnock in Georgia, Senator Tammy Duckworth in Illinois, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada, and Senator Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration, or the hiring of temporary contract workers, into the jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles that still push the 1950s Nation of Immigrants claim. In 2013, Democratic legislators ignored the voters and trusted business-funded pollsters. So they pushed the Gang of Eight amnesty through the Senate, lost five Senate seats in November 2014, and put a New York real estate developer on a path to the White House. Mayorkas supporters, including advocates for cheap labor, portray the GOP's limited opposition as a danger to national security. The Hill reported January 27. former DHS Secretaries Janet Napolitano, who served in the Obama era, and Michael Chertoff, who served under former President George W. Bush, criticized Republicans for slow-walking an important nomination. The tradition has been understandably that national security positions within the incoming administration are confirmed on the day of inauguration, Chertoff said in a call with reporters. Migration allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, and impose tight control pay cuts on American professionals. Migration also helps corral technological innovation by minimizing the employment of American graduates, undermine Americans' labor rights, and redirect progressive journalists to cheerlead for Wall Street's priorities and claims.